Time for another live report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, and worldwide at WPKYonline.com.
And we're back at West Kentucky ATVs. Love visiting here because these folks have a great passion for what they do. Michelle, talk a little bit about the bobcat line. You guys just added bobcat here since the last time I was here. Why add the bobcat, and what do you have out there?
So when we partnered with Bobcat, we were really looking to add something that, obviously we have ATVs, UTVs, but we really wanted something in the outdoor power equipment space to just help, really just looking to help people find solutions to their problems. So if you're a property owner, you know, just a good complement to what we already had. And we also wanted a line that we knew was extremely good quality, built really well, that we could stand behind and put our name behind also.
I think you have different options out there, zero turns. You've also got the utility tractors, which are really handy for folks who have a 2 or 3, 4 or 5 acres and need a tractor, but really don't need a big tractor.
Yeah, so our subcompact tractor line would be, you know, for smaller property owners, people that want more versatility in a machine. We also have the compact tractor lineup, which is, you know, still on the smaller end of the spectrum, but you know, has a little bit more power. You can, you know, add extra attachments and get a lot more work done with those. And then all the way up to our utility tractors, which are our bigger tractors that really have muscle to do a whole lot more than the subcompact and compact lines.
When you were picking that line, why pick Bobcat? What did you like about them?
I think what we loved most about Bobcat was their commitment to quality. Most people are familiar with Bobcat from their construction equipment that's really built to withstand anything that you throw at it. And that trickles all the way down to their lines, all the way down into their mowers. They're very thoughtful about the construction of their machines and the quality control that goes into it. Being manufactured on U.S. soil, we've been to the factory where everything was manufactured in Statesville ourselves. We've seen the quality control. It's super impressive. So that was our main deciding factor there.
I think another great point here, too, oftentimes people will say, well, if I get it, where do I get worked on? Where do they get worked on?
Right here.
Exactly. Yeah, it makes a difference.
It does. So when, you know, service after the sale, obviously we own this, so we really put a lot of thought and stock into serving customers well, because we're a family first and we have bought things from places. And you don't want, you know, you obviously want to know that what you're buying is quality, but if you run into something, you also want to be able to get help when you need it and not have to fight tooth and nail to get that help. Nobody wants to run around.
And you've got a great crew here with you, of course, Seth and Cole here with you, but also talk about the rest of the folks you have with you.
Yeah, so we've grown since last time you were here. So we have Mike, our service manager. Mike is certified in both like the power sports space, but also the outdoor power equipment space. So he manages our service department. You know, he manages everything front to back, but he can also turn a wrench. Then we have a technician here, Wes, super skilled. They do a great job. They work in tandem. And then we have our newest hire, Miss Lexi Melton, is here as well. And she's really, I've just referred to her as my second brain. She's our sales and operations coordinator, but she is helping to keep me sane, because a lot of things were bottlenecking with me. We grew really fast, which is such a blessing, but a lot of things were bottlenecking with me. So a lot of that Lexi has taken off my plate and made my life a lot easier.
And she's also the expert on PTOs too, right?
Correct. Yeah. If you have any PTO questions, you need to bring those to Lexi. Yeah. Not me.
What we said was paid time off. Is that right?
Yes. Paid time off. Yeah. I'm missing mine this week. I need some.
I think it's fantastic. West Kentucky ATVs, we were talking about all the things they provide for you, and just great service and great people to work with as well. We're on WPKY 1580 AM and 103.3 FM.